Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast, and welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights video. That's SSH 04-26-2024. That's April 26, 2024. You can look up here on the upper right. We've got 31 new or updated applications in this episode that you're watching or listening to right now. That includes 6 compatibility updates, 5 fixes, 7 highlights, 6 minor updates, 4 new releases, and 3 release notes fails. Let's not waste any time. Let's jump right in and take a look at the compatibility updates for this episode. Conformity Connector, Google Security Command Center ITSM application, Google Security Command Center SIR application, Intento Translator, OneClick, and Safe Haven all had compatibility updates to either Vancouver or Washington, D.C. So that was that batch. There were also 5 fixes. Those small fixes were AI Alteris, Onapsis Vulnerability Integration, Public Cloud Connector, Recorded Future for Vulnerability Response, and Service Graph Connector for GCP, or Google Cloud Platform. Those were the fixes. We did have some minor updates as well. We'll read those off to you. Carbon CTRL, or Control, Care AR for CSM, Care AR for FSM, Care AR for ITSM, Fishbait, and Service Graph Connector for Meraki were all minor updates in this episode. And that leaves us with 3 release notes fails. If you haven't seen an episode before, a release note fail simply means that the release notes provided in the application's newest version are either missing, incomplete, they're duplicative of the last release notes, or we're just not able to figure out what was updated, what changed, in order to tell you about it. That list for you is Service Graph Connector for BellArc BellManage, Service Graph Connector for OT Base, and TeamViewer Remote Support Integration. All were release notes fails for this episode. Which brings us to the good stuff. We have 4 new releases in this episode. Let's jump right in and take a look at the first one. FMN-EVT, Event Management for Federated Mission Networking, or FMN, compatible with FMN Spiral 4. Key features on this one is going to be Event Management for Federated Mission Networking. Same thing I just said, compatible with FMN Spiral 4. Let's take a look at the summary here. Let's see. The aim is to actively support operational activities between mission partners through standard processes. Still not really clear. We do have screenshots, so let's take a look at the screenshots. So FMN Suite by Swisscom shows SCM, Incident, EVT, a bunch of other stuff. It's basically a marketing screenshot. Same for the second screenshot. Third one actually is a screenshot. It's the FMN participant record in ServiceNow, basically showing the instance configuration for a participant and the connection information. Next screenshot is an FMN event new record, showing the impacted service and a bunch of information about that event. Next one is a read-only version of that, a remote event, it says. And then we're back to the original screenshot. So I don't feel like I know exactly what this is, but hopefully you do. And that's what's new from the team at Swisscom Schweiz AG. Next new application in this episode is going to be Itential for OMT, Orchestrate Multi-Vendor Network Service Fulfillment for Telecom Service Order Management. Key features, dynamic publishing of resource-facing services from Itential into the ServiceNow product catalog, TMF-641 order handling for fulfillment of the RFS services, robust integration with ServiceNow's product inventory, enabling consistent tracking of provisioned services throughout their lifecycle, and construct services that leverage the multi-vendor, multi-technology capabilities of the Itential platform, including hybrid cloud and mobility services. They've also got screenshots. First one's going to be of an L3 VPN service record or a form in ServiceNow. Next is the specification characteristics related list at the bottom of that for the same L3 VPN service. Next screenshot is a subflow in Flow Designer, showing how their subflow is structured. Next screenshot is a schema of, it looks like some JSON, I think. Yeah, that's JSON, showing the schema defining the possible values within instances of a resource model L3 VPN. Not sure why that's there, but that's what's there. Next is a screenshot of resource and create, update, delete. Yep, still not quite clear on what that is. And next is more resource for the L3 VPN service, showing the instances names, instance names. Next screenshot is showing orders. It's like a dashboard view with some orders and stuff information. And then we're back to, no, this is a different screenshot. This is the L3 VPN. No, this might be the original screenshot. Yeah, it is. Okay. So we went full circle there. So that's what's new from the team at iTential Inc. Next new release is going to be Netskope app for ServiceNow. Integration between Netskope One and ServiceNow SecOps. Key features, add a URL IP domain from a Netskope custom URL list. Can add the added URL/IP/domain under the specific incident. Entries are periodically removed from the list in accordance with their expiration value. All the categories of the alerts can be pulled from the Netskope. Create a security incident based on any/one Netskope alert except DLP pattern. Fetch different applications and their corresponding CCI scores from Netskope. Sandbox report requests can support the scanning for the .exe file up to 16 megabytes. File scan reports can be requested after completion of the scans and fetch the UCI scores for the different users on the basis of the UBA alerts from Netskope. Netskope did give us some screenshots. First one's going to be the configuration of the integration, the credentials and token. Next screenshot is the data ingestion profile configuration new record view. Next screenshot is a list of alerts, and then we're back to the configuration setup for that integration. So that's what's new from the team at Netskope Inc. And last new release for this episode is going to be Service Graph Connector for Siemens IAH. Integrate Siemens Industrial Asset Hub, IAH, with the ServiceNow Operational Technology Manager application. This is an Innovation Lab offering, so it does not come with warranties or support, but it is available on all ServiceNow instances, including your personal developer instances. Key features, OT devices discovered by Siemens IAH will be imported into ServiceNow. When the Industrial Process Manager is also installed, sites can be assigned to imported OT devices so that you can restrict access to users on a per-site basis. Based on the site mappings that are done, imported devices can be logically grouped into specific sites. Custom properties configured on the Siemens IAH side can also be imported into ServiceNow and can be viewed on the OT devices. Data from additional sources like ServiceNow Discovery and Microsoft SCCM can be updated in the multi-source CMDB. There's no screenshots on this one other than the certification logo that ServiceNow provides for these Service Graph connectors. So that is what's new from the team at ServiceNow. And that's our new releases, which leaves us with the highlights. We've got 7 of them on this episode. So let's take a look at the first one, Barcode and QR Code Generator, updated version 1.6.1. In this version, they've enabled server-side barcode generation for most barcode types, added capability to specify use of check digits per barcode part, added barcode caching for speedier rendering, added advanced settings for granular tweaking of rendering characteristics, fixed an issue rendering padding elements, improved sizing/scaling of barcodes, more accurate barcode and label rendering across all formats, improved sample UI actions, improved documentation and form annotations, and some bug fixes, all from the team at Yanta Labs LLC. Our next highlight is going to be simple data separation. That was also from Yanta Labs, updated to version 1.2.24. And in this version, they've added logic to recalculate separation rule upon addition of a defined relationship, added messaging to direct a user on correct usage of defined relationships, added options for Get My Groups engine, and improved security per current best practices. That's what's new from Yanta Labs. Next highlight's going to be UpGuard Cyber Risk, updated to version 1.2.18. And in this version, they've added the option to either auto-monitor all vendors or to only monitor those that are flagged within ServiceNow, provide a URL to link to UpGuard vendor from within ServiceNow, show vendor industry tier and labels in ServiceNow, show summary of automated scanning or domain counts in ServiceNow, show score breakdown, website, network, email, phishing, brand, show risk counts, critical, high, medium, low, overall, and by category, show industry average score if available, keep score history to enable trending over time, show a trend graph against an individual vendor. When scoring a vendor for the first time in ServiceNow, provided the option to generate a vendor summary or vendor details report and save it as an attachment. Added ability to generate ServiceNow incident if score drops by more than a predefined and configurable amount. And added ability to generate ServiceNow incident if score drops below a predefined and configurable minimum. And that's what's new for the team at UpGuard Inc. Next highlight is going to be VMware Aria Automation plugin, updated version 8.17.0. In this version, there's new features, enhanced data grid support, support for change project day two action, support for edit deployment day two action, min-max validation support for date time file, and addressed minor bugs and implemented fixes. All of this stuff below is just repeat from the last release, which I could show you here. It's just a long list of basically features that they're continuing to maintain. But the important part is that part I highlighted up there at the top for this updated plugin from VMware Inc. Next is also from VMware. It's going to be the VMware Workspace ONE ITSM connector, updated version 5.0.0. And in this version, they support multiple UEM connections, lost mode, update to modern UI, and some other enhancements like remote assist action has been shifted to a more prominent place. And in order to handle some edge cases around sending device notifications for a hub, a new configuration has been added for the admin to specify the name of the Intelligent Hub app so it can match the name in UEM settings under devices and user Apple iOS. I summarized that or read the highlights there. If you're interested, there's a lot more detail in this major release from the team at VMware Inc. Next highlight is going to be Yensa Trend Seeker, updated version 2.3.15. In this version, they've added detection resets cooldown timer to field to allow toggling if cooldown time resets on each addition of a record to a correlation. Security improvements per latest best practices and fixed an incorrect label on the form. Next highlight and last highlight is going to be UDesign. UDesign was updated to version 1.1.0. And in this version, they've introduced some new features like cropping images, grouping objects, scope field for boards, homepage filter, board search and editor and present modes, new visualizations again, another list, additional styles for relationship link points, active attribute and shape categories. There's, again, a lot more text there. I just read the kind of part before the colon. Under enhancements, backend relationships, sharing feature, visuals and panels, performance, and Kanban visualization. Lastly, under bug fixes for this release, image handling, access control, homepage management, modeling experience, configuration cache, and hierarchy map visualizations. Lots of details in this minor release from the team at INS-PI Inc. for the UDesign application. And that's it, my friends, my followers. That's our entire episode. Let's take one more look at what you just saw or heard. 4 new releases, 7 highlights, 6 compatibility updates, 6 minor updates, 5 fixes, and 3 release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.